This is CliffCentral.com.
And this is CliffCentral.com. Oh, my darling Sumizi.
What about Sumizi?
I love seeing you.
Oh,
I've missed you, my
long
agent.
Time. I love you. Kiss, kiss, kiss. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome.
Do you know what? I've been dreaming about you, so I found a song for you.
Okay.
Can I play a bit of it?
Please.
Deep inside of me. It's because I'm just so in love with you.
Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me.
It's for you, Sumizi.
When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right.
I'm in love with you, Sumizi. He's bored. Okay, let's lose it.
Thank you.
That is for you, man.
Thank you very much. Oh my gosh.
I thought you'd love me. I'm hooked on your feeling.
Oh my gosh. You just took me back to 1974.
When you were the year that you turned 11?
Yeah, the year.
First, you look very stressed. We haven't seen each other for a while.
Yes.
And you look like tired.
No, I'm not tired. I couldn't sleep. Like, bloody stupid mosquitoes. Like, I'm so pissed off. You should see my back. Like, and they don't even now react to mosquito repellents and stuff. They still bite you.
Do you know what the secret is?
Yeah.
A fan.
A fan.
If you put a fan on you, they can't fly around you. So they
but I've got a fan on the ceiling.
They shouldn't be able to, because they blow away.
Thank you. No, man. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, I couldn't sleep. I woke up at 3 a.m. with bites everywhere. And then I had a mosquito cream repellent. And and I ended up lighting a mosquito whatever candle.
Which is the worst smell.
Yeah, but like, and then I started sleeping at 5:30.
It's funny that you said that. The day before yesterday, same thing, irritating me. Because the worst is that bzzz around your ear. I don't mind.
And I ended up slapping myself. Like,
But I'll tell you something else. So I got up in the morning. I was really pissed off. Similar thing yesterday morning. And then I saw this little bugger sitting on the wall. So I took a magazine and I hit it, and my blood just splattered all over the wall. Seriously, the blood from the mosquito, it was all my blood. Seriously.
And when I switched the lights on, I can't find it. I'm like, this bitch, I'm gonna find. And then I saw it, but it was on the other side of the bed. And because the good thing is that my linen is white, so I can spot it. Then I saw it on the other side. By the time I got there, it's gone. I'm like, bro, if I find you.
So it's Sumizi, I've missed you.
I missed you too.
How's life?
Life is great. I can't complain.
Our first message has come in from Anushka Swartz, who said, "Lord have mercy, I thought you guys skipped the country. I'm in Cape Town."
We nearly did, Anushka.
State of the Nation.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Yes, I was supposed to go tonight, today.
Is it? Mm. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Full pack lineup.
Apparently, we're speaking to what's his name?
Dirk Badenhorst.
Who?
Dirk Badenhorst. Where are you?
No, I'm not there. I'm somewhere else. Is it Seri or?
Oh, Sherry Dupree.
Sherry Dupree, yes, yeah. The female impersonator.
The most phenomenal, eh?
Yeah, and also talking to Jamie Ledworth, who plays Frankie
Valley in the Baba Baby show at the Civic, which is great. They travel the whole world. And we're talking about a ballet later.
Yes. The one I like about this show is that it's very diverse. Today it feels like we're broadcasting from the Oscar red carpet. It is so white. But it's fine. It's diverse. Next week I'll make sure that
we put some blacks in.
No, we're going to India.
Okay, we put Indian people.
Yes, and then we're going to Khaled, and then we'll end the month with blacks.
Okay.
But no, at least we're talking about the State of the Nation address.
Which is going to be very important.
It's going to be very black. Yes, it's going to be very black.
Correct, because even the head of the DA, the EFF,
exactly.
it's a black thing.
Exactly. So at least
there are a few white faces and a few colors and Indians in it.
Yeah, but it's black.
It's a black.
It's black. Yeah, it's a black. They should have the black carpet. I was supposed to go, but it was too much. But I'll tell you all about it when we talk about it.
Were you invited?
Yes, I was invited.
VIP,
yeah, I was invited.
A member of the media.
No, I was a plus one of Minister Lindi Zulu.
Okay.
You know Lindy Zulu? Mm-hmm. Minister of Small Businesses and da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. That one.
And you were going to go with as her
with
guest.
Her, yeah. So I cancelled last night because I'm like, I'm exhausted. You know, I was in hospital for exhaustion.
Really?
Yes.
When were you in hospital?
When you came back from Idols last week. From there, I went straight to hospital because I was so exhausted.
Has it been the stress of Idols or the stress of Gareth and Idols or the stress of Emmett Gareth and Idols? What is the stress
been? I haven't taken a break.
Okay. Oh, you're correct. You haven't.
Yeah,
to be fair.
Yeah. There's my picture there in the hospital. Can you see it? Yeah.
Shame to me.
So, I haven't taken a break and it doesn't look like I'm going to take a break anytime soon.
Which is a kind of a good thing.
It is a good thing. Like, I'm making so much money.
Money,
my gosh,
yeah.
My gosh. I'm making so much money. I can't believe it. You know, like, and thanks to Idols, because, like, everyone wants a piece of me again. Mm-hmm. And I'm enjoying the first two auditions that we've just filmed. And I can tell you now, the show is still going to be better than ever. And
So can I ask a couple of questions? Of
yeah.
Course, you know, okay, first and foremost, I mean, and we don't have to go into detail. Mm-hmm. Did you collapse?
No.
Okay, because there was rumors that at the Idols auditions, a contestant collapsed.
Yeah.
But you also at one of the auditions collapsed.
No, they said I collapsed after landing at OR Tambo.
Okay, is that true?
So you collapse and drive yourself to hospital, ne? Wow.
I just asking the question.
No, they're talking rubbish.
Okay, so cool.
I just felt a bit woozy. So I want to see the picture of Gareth carrying the child. Do you have it?
I'm trying to get it.
Please get it. I told him that picture is going to save his career.
Really?
Yeah, it looks so good. It makes him look good.
That's it.
I wish I was on the side, like the Hector Peterson
memorial.
No, the reenactment of Hector Peterson picture. It looks so beautiful. Oh, it's gorgeous.
Of course, but the racist people. Does he know that it's a black child?
Ooh.
I mean, I'm just saying.
What?
Because if he was a racist, why would he be picking up a black child running off?
No, everyone knows that Gareth's not a racist.
We know that.
He's just stupid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
He was just like a stupid.
But are you loving having him back?
Oh my gosh, I was devastated when he was gone.
And is the team loving him back?
Yeah. No, we are an amazing team. We are an amazing
I mean, not just
team.
The four judges, but I know the production house is a great house.
Yeah, listen, there's a production house that's Mnet.
I'm not getting confused.
Yes. Yeah. So we as production house, we are like a family.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and that's going well and
everyone's going so well. Everything's going so well.
I have a prediction. Yeah. I think when all egos are settled and things are done and dusted and the ratings prove to be possibly bigger than ever, because mm-hmm. I tell you, all publicity is good publicity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people are going to tune into the show just to see, well, what's going to happen or mm-hmm. because of this news. Not because it was a stunt, because that's what public interest creates. Okay, similar, the EFF is going to, seems to be may create a protest in Parliament today. So a lot of people, you'll probably have the most people watching the State of the Nation ever in the history of South Africa, you know, because everyone wants to see what's going to happen. And I think that's when that's all done and dusted and you see the figures are great and everyone's back on track and all egos are aside. It's going to be a great series and I think that the relationship between all parties will be mended. That's what I think.
I think so too. Now, moving like right along, I want us to talk about the new show, The Voice. What do you think of The Voice? Have you seen it?
Do you know, they're not, Sumizi, I have seen it.
And you're in a position to say whatever you
and
want.
And I think it's a great show and I love their format. Their format's really good. I mean, I think it's a good format. I love that. But what bothers me is that, you know, you need to have character. You can't just have someone there that's fun and sweet and nice and, you know, you need characters that are going to really going to create interesting television. And I find it flat.
Let me tell you what I think and understanding what the concept is all about. The Voice is all about everything positive.
It's about, which is important.
Yeah, it's about, there's no Simon Cowell type of character. There's no Randall type of character. There's no Somizi type of crazy. There's no Blunt type of Gareth. There's no Oprah type of Unati.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just about building. It's just about creating these amazing stars from nothing, coaching them. Mm. So that is why, and people, they mustn't make a mistake of comparing it to Idols or X Factor.
No, you can't.
Or SA's Got Talent or Clash of the Choirs and stuff like that. It is just that show that is. So that's why even in the States, they've got people like Pharrell, Christina Aguilera, Adam Levine, you know, sweet people, nice people, you know, Asha.
But you actually see them giving each other a go.
Yes.
And that's what I think we haven't seen.
I think also let's be fair on them because it's their first episode and they've never worked together before. Mm. So it's one of those that it's the first episode. First season. Let's give them a chance.
Gab has a comment for you, Tumizi. Yeah. The Voice is for white people and Idols is for blacks.
Correct. Goodbye.
Well, that's Gab. All right. So that's why do you say that?
I mean, you can. I mean, let's.
But Idols was then 11 years ago for what?
Yeah. The Voice is what Idols used to be the beginning.
Just so checking. Okay.
Yeah, I think. With every broadcaster, it's important that they please everyone because their subscribers are from all backgrounds. Mm. Not necessarily saying the voice is for white people, but it's targeted a certain audience, whether white or whether high LSM.
But it's the same time slot as Idols. So why would... You see, I'm confused. Shouldn't the voice be for everybody and Idols be for everybody? I'm getting confused because it's sitting at the same block, Sunday nights.
And not at the same time as in period. So the Idols could have started after The Voice ends.
See, I just think that Idols is a certain format that people are used to.
Absolutely.
And I think The Voice is a new format. Mm. I don't think it's a white-black thing.
No, I don't think so, too. I'm just saying that...
I do find it interesting, though, that you have got... It's a 3-to-1 ratio. So 25% of your panel is black, which is... But, I mean, I think that's... There's two of well, I guess maybe you do have a point. The two Afrikaans singers, there is one rock star, and then there's obviously Lira, who happens to be black. But yeah, okay. So I see where you're coming from. Let's see how it pans out.
Did she happen to be black?
Well, she happens to be, but they also happen to be Afrikaans, and he happens to be a rocker. But just it's be interesting to see how it pans out.
Yeah.
But you make a good point. So Sumizi, I've got to tell you what I've been up to because I've done a couple of crazy things. I spent time with a hippo.
Your aunt.
There's that again.
I'll kill him.
There's that again.
So, we'll post this a little bit later on Sumizi's Instagram. But did you see me kissing the hippo?
No.
Sumizi, look at this. Look. Look at me and the hippo. This is so. I went to go and visit a former story, Jessica the hippo. And
is that you?
Yeah.
You look slim. You've lost weight.
Thank you.
Have you?
I actually have.
Yeah, you look slim. Oh no, sis, that's gross.
But the hippo's big, eh? Look at the teeth.
Only white people can do this.
Why?
Us kissing a hippo, are we mad?
So, but anyway,
what were you feeding it?
Bread. Seriously. It is serious.
But it's like you're throwing bread.
It's a hippo. It's scary. It's not a domesticated animal.
But did you kiss it?
In the other picture, I kissed the hippo.
I kissed the hippo and I liked it.
You know, okay, so there was, then I went crocodile cage diving.
But where's the picture?
Yeah, I'll show you.
Can I go through your pictures?
Yeah, well, there's nothing there.
Wow, you're so safe. You would never do that to my phone.
I've been through your pictures.
No, you'd never do that. This time it's worse.
Why?
Oh, graphics.
Then, okay, so I've been crocodile cage diving.
I had a horrible dream. Sorry to cut you. I had a horrible dream.
Tell me about your dream.
Horrible dream.
I'm intrigued.
I was involved in a threesome.
Yes.
Actually, it was like a gangbang. and this, one of the guys took a picture of me.
In a gangbang?
Yes.
But I was a good dream or a nightmare?
It was a nightmare because my fear has always been somebody leaking my pictures
licking?
To the media. No,
oh, leaking.
Licking.
Licking.
Oh, now you're making fun of my accent. Joe Puss.
Did he not say that someone licking?
I heard leak.
Leak.
I heard him say leak.
Thank you.
Someone licking. I was going to say licking my crack or something like that.
Oh, you're making fun of my accent, man. You're puss.
Am I racist now?
No, you're not racist. You're a puss.
Is someone going to find me today?
You're a punani. You're a vagina.
Anyway.
So
tell me about the dream.
And I was in the middle of bonking and I jumped. Hmm. For his camera, and then I took. He said, "No, it's on the hard drive," and I didn't take a picture, and the camera died. And then I took it, and I went to develop it, and I saw the picture. I'm like, yo, boss, how could you?
Did you look terrible?
Yeah, no, I was like, somebody was giving me a blowjob.
Okay, can I ask this question?
Yeah.
It was a horrible dream. Mm. But in the dream,
yeah,
was it like a wet dream or was it like a nightmare dream?
It just great sex. And you know, in our culture, it's not right to have sex in your dream. Unless you have...
What?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have lots of sex in my
dream. You wouldn't know. You're not... It's not a good thing to have sex, especially with somebody that you can't recognize.
In your dream?
Yeah, in a dream. Because you could be... Traditionally, you could be sleeping with... Maybe it's an Islwani.
The devil?
Yeah. Like,
no, Chocolosh?
Yeah. You could be sleeping with... Nah. With No. Don't say now if you don't
but
know about it.
But you can see
it.
If you sleep with learn. A Chocolosh. It's small.
Just learn.
Okay.
I'm teaching you.
Do you think that's true at
it's
all?
True. It's okay. True. So, it's true. So I'm just telling you. It's not a good thing...
To have sex in your dreams.
No. To have sex with a person that you can't see their face. Like, if you can't... Like, I could be dreaming of you having sex with you. That's fine. Because it means I'm thinking about you. Mm. But if you have sex in your dream with an unrecognizable face, it means somebody could be, like, traditionally, somebody could be doing things to you.
Bewitching you.
Yes. Sleeping with
you.
Yeah. With an animal. And that could cause, like, a whole lot of bad lugs.
Okay.
Or it's a belief.
Okay.
And I believe it. Because when I have sex in my dreams.
How often do you have sex in your dreams?
Did you know all the guys that were gangbanging you in your dream?
No, I didn't.
That's why I was not.
That's what I'm saying. It's not a good thing. Mm. It's not a good thing. That's why I jumped and I stopped. Because sometimes if my ancestors are with me, they protect me from that. So I could either wake up or I would fight it and push it away. Because if you are weak, you would carry on sleeping with it. And that causes a whole lot of bad lucks or terrible things or blocks. It's a whole. You need to understand the whole traditional thing, how it works. So
you
Duncan
had a bad
he's a model
dream.
C, wouldn't know. Eh?
You had a bad dream.
Yes.
Okay. About having sex and having the photos leaked.
Mm. And that's my fear. That's my fear. My goodness.
What's the worst thing people could see about your sex life? Maybe.
It's a video of me sex tape.
Really? Of you doing what exactly? Is there something?
No, but I'm so
do you want me to show you?
No. Wait.
I could show you my sex tape.
Just wait. But we've spoken about this for the last year. All of a sudden, Sumizi, you're on the road to fame. I mean, you've had notoriety.
I'm the biggest superstar.
Like you're now the biggest. You are the biggest.
Huge.
Superstar.
Hallelujah.
You're huge. Okay. Yeah. And now, all big superstars have sex tapes.
Yes.
So, I mean, don't you think we should create one for you?
He has one. No, I do have. Yeah, even though you have
my phone.
Let's
have a look. Let's see. Come on. I will describe it to you. Come. Should we have a look? Come.
No, I wouldn't show it to Duncan. He likes things. I'll show it to you.
Let's have a look. Okay, so I'm going to give you a running commentary of Sumizi's sex video. Pass it to me. Okay,
wait.
This, get ready. This is the unview at clubcentral.com. I know we haven't been here for a couple of weeks.
It is the unview, trust me.
Because he's been doing sex videos.
It is the unview. Wait.
And I'm kissing hippos and he's doing sex videos. Work it out.
Yeah.
Work it out. I mean, hell.
Oh my gosh, where is it?
You know, I'm still not talking to you.
Why?
Because I'm just ready. You're insulting.
Okay, I'm just going to.
And you just.
Just say the sound.
Yes, I'm going to play it for you.
I want to see.
No, wait, winner.
I will.
Wait. I'm going to play it for you.
Do you want to connect?
Are you ready? Is the mic on?
Yeah, no. Mic's on.
Oh my gosh, Loiso just left here.
Put the phone on the damn mic and play the damn
with
thing.
The spiritual Zagazanga. Wait! What's his name?
Alan.
El Volvo.
He called me a Volvo. No. Oh. Is that really, really necessary? How rude.
Okay, I'm playing
this. This is Sumizi's sex tape and I will describe it for you. Come, boss.
I don't see it. We couldn't hear anything. Come on.
No, you heard.
I didn't hear enough.
Come on. Just let's
play some more.
Play some more.
I want to have a look. Come.
No, you're not having a look.
We have come.
Sit there.
Let him play it.
Sit there.
It's a Sumizi sex video.
Okay.
Which we will have released.
Being gangbanged.
Ah!
Okay, so
what are we watching? What are we hearing? What are we hearing?
That is sex radio. That is sex radio. I mean, that's not a sex video. That's okay. All right, Tumisi. Tumisi. It's interesting. Remember, you can.
Okay, carry on with the radio
show. Sorry, let me go get on with the radio show. So I also had the pleasure of... Did you see it? Can I have a look, please? I have to give a commentary.
Okay,
okay. But show it to me here, so I'll give it back to you.
Okay,
so
carry on with the radio show.
Okay. He's the bottom there.
You guys, doesn't matter.
I can't believe this is a radio... Whoa, and... Okay.
Looks delicious, though.
Looks shocking.
It looks there?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
But Shimizu, no one can see your face.
No, but my tattoos, you could see at some point.
No, man. This
carry on with the radio show.
Okay, let's carry on with the radio show. So, yes, this is cliffcentral.com. It's the Unview with myself, Alan Ford.
It's really
and
happening.
And the one and only superstar, Shimizu. I am blown quite away. And, of course, the next point of topic that we're going to discuss is the State of the Nation address.
Did I shock you? I needed to shock you for us to wake up, eh?
Yeah, yeah. So we're up this morning.
Happy New Year!
Happy!
Oh, fuck.
Excuse me.
Before we get to the State of the Nation address,
I think we should play music.
No.
I honestly think it's to cleanse.
There's one thing I've got to ask you.
This shock. Please put something on standby. Yeah.
Is this the following? Yeah. That you and your Instagram pictures.
Yeah.
I'm very intrigued.
Okay.
How do you take... Have you got somebody... You know, like for example, I saw you this DSTV ad of you, which I think is... I love your DSTV ad.
Thank you.
I think you're much better than Patricia Lewis.
Thank you. Yeah, I think so too.
Much better. But that personal assistant lady runs around you, like your secretary, what's her name?
Pindi,
yes. Of course, I've met her on a number of occasions. She helps us produce the show, doesn't she? And so Pindi... Does Pindi take your Instagram pictures?
No, I have a self-timer on my phone like everyone else. If you've got an iPhone, you would know that. If you've got a smartphone, actually, you would know that.
So Pindi doesn't take your photos?
No. I take myself.
All your own selfies?
Yes.
All your own pictures?
That's why I lost my old phone. Because I was taking a selfie in the bathtub and then I put it on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And then I quickly ran into the bath. And then because it counts to 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And then it took the first picture. Then I wasn't happy with it. Then as I was taking the second one, as I got into the bath, I had boom.
And it fell in the bath.
It fell in the bath. Sure. Yeah.
So are you, okay, and the ones when you're in the pool and you're getting that heart, how do you do that? Do you run down the stairs?
That's how flexible I am. You would not do that. Because
no. Well, listen, we just saw how flexible you are, actually.
You've got 10 seconds to do that. So actually, we've got 7 seconds because the first three, you're pressing and then you're putting it down and then you run down and then you go get ready. So
how do you pose in time?
I have to be there. It takes me like literally 6 seconds for me to leave upstairs and go downstairs to the pool area.
So it means it's very interesting.
I mean, it is.
Do you think anyone else does it this way?
No.
Because I thought you had a long selfie stick.
No, you could see the stick if I had a long selfie stick.
I don't know, I just thought, mate.
You know what I'm going to invest in? A drone. Do you know a drone?
Oh, I have a drone.
Do you?
Yes.
Please borrow me.
Of course.
I don't think you guys are talking about the same thing.
No. So of course, I do a lot of filming, I produce a lot of shows, and we own a drone. If I want to get Jessica the hippo shots, the drone comes in and does the hippo around like the whole of the
you love
the
hippo.
Hey, dude.
But do you know how cool it is to see what it's like to swim with a hippo?
No.
And to kiss a hippo?
Never.
Do you know how insane it is?
Never.
Okay. Have you been crocodile cage diving?
No.
Diving with crocodiles?
Shucks.
I did that. Have you been to a pub in a tree? Have you been on a submarine? It's a tree. It's in the middle of a baobab tree.
Nice.
And then also, have you ever, the worst of it is have to interview Patricia DeLille.
Okay, here's my bucket list.
Yeah.
It's, I'm going to the French Alps.
Okay.
In April.
Okay.
And then I'm going to Wimbledon.
Yes.
In July.
I know you love.
Then I'm going to watch Beyonce live at the Wembley Stadium.
Awesome.
In July. So that's my bucket list, normal people's bucket list.
Normal people.
Yes. I'm going to Vegas. I'm going to get married.
To whom?
I don't know, to a stranger. You can't do that. Drive through.
Okay.
And then a divorce the following day.
Are you okay? And how's your love life? How's it going?
Oh, it sucks.
I know. Oh, I mean, it's sucking or not sucking?
No, it sucks. I can't stand shit. Like, people are full of shit.
But you're famous now. I told you
I met this guy from Zambia. Did I tell you?
Did you tell us about Zambia? No?
I didn't tell you.
No, tell us.
No, oh, I met this fucker loser.
Loser?
God. Not the weed smoker.
No, the weed smoker, the tomato sauce guy.
Mm. Yeah, shame.
He came back. He said he listened to the show. He said he listened to the show and he missed me, but he was hurt that he didn't know that I damned him for tomato sauce. He stopped eating tomato sauce. So I forgave him. Then he came to my house for dinner again. And then we ate. But he's so slow. Like,
slow with?
Because I wanted us to go straight into, because we've known each other for long enough for us to start doing the deed. Yes. And it's like telling me about church stuff, and I'm like, you know what, you're not for me, goodbye, never call me again. Then I met a guy from Zambia,
mm-hmm.
good looking guy, mm-hmm. but I think he was coming with tricks.
Ganja and manj.
Now I can spot tricks from a distance. You will never go to my phone. It's locked.
What tricks?
Oh, it's your phone.
What are tricks?
No, so here we're supposed to go to my friend's birthday in Cape Town, mm-hmm. he's in Zambia. Then I booked 2 business class tickets for us, right? Mm-hmm. For me and him, from OR to Cape Town International Airport and back. But he's supposed to fly himself from Zambia. Here I am booking tickets way in advance because it's cheaper when you book in advance.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Are you listening?
Mm-hmm, of course. It's cheaper to book in advance. I'm listening to you.
So look at me.
I'm looking at you.
So then I keep on reminding, and we start to fall in love, but it feels so good because he pays attention. He calls. He doesn't call. We text mm-hmm. almost the entire
every
day.
Every moment.
Every day, every moment. And I'm like, oh, this could be the one. He's openly gay. He's Zambian. Let me try something different, something out of the country. Mm. He looks good.
Why not?
Blah, blah. He's packaged. He's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, blah. Oh.
What happens?
A week before we leave, I'm like, dude, have you bought your ticket? I need to know what time you're landing, because from Idols in Durban, we land on Thursday. Mm. We're supposed to land on Thursday because we're leaving on Friday morning, so that I can wait for you at the airport and then we go home together.
Mm.
Oh, this guy, no booking, no booking. Up until 2 days before the trip happens.
He wanted you to pay for it.
Then he says, my salary was delayed and blah, blah, blah. Let me see if I've got the voice note that I sent you. Oh my God.
Well, why are you getting that story out? I've got to tell you that there's some phenomenal work that the South African International Ballet Company is doing.
Hallelujah.
And on the line, we've got Dirk Badenhorst. Dirk, welcome to the show. This is The Unview, and it's great to have you with us. You there, Dirk?
Yes, I am indeed.
How's it going, Dirk? How's everything? And how is ballet in South Africa?
Ballet is good, thank you very much. Everybody is working hard to create beautiful dancers for a beautiful public.
You know, it's a very important question, Dirk, but I think that a lot of notoriety, a lot of publicity, and a lot of, I think generally support is not really there for the ballet, or is it there still, Dirk?
Well, I think there's quite a big audience out there, and I think the audience is growing, and I think what we are doing with either the productions of the classical companies and this competition in particular is about making ballet accessible to more South Africans and making ballet fun. Now, why is sport so well attended? Because there's always a sense of winning and there's a sense of being able to participate and to have done it as a young little boy or girl at school.
Mm.
And I think that is what we need to bring back to ballet, is to ensure that people feel that they are part of it and that they have a say in it. But also that it is indeed world class, because I think with the being cut off from the outside world for so long, we started losing track of what was going on around the world, which is one of the reasons why I started the competition in 2008, was because I was seeing what was happening in training in South Africa and seeing what was happening in training around the world. And I felt that it was necessary for us as South Africans, dancers, teachers, and parents to start understanding that we have to work harder to be able to achieve the outcomes that the rest of the world was achieving. You know, at 15, you can't think of beginning to do ballet. It's too late if you want to do it professionally. I'm not talking about recreationally, but professionally, it's really hard. And the competition over the last 9 years, because this is the fifth time it will happen, it happens every second year, has now, I think, started doing it exactly that. The level of entries from South Africa this year is really, really good. I'm really quite happy with what we are getting for this year. And I think also what's nice is that we have entries not just from Joburg and Cape Town, but also some of the Northwest province and some of the townships and things like that. We have entries from Shoshanguve, which I think is great to see that that is finally happening. We're having entries from the Cape Flats. And I love seeing
Eric,
the
tell
impact
us a bit,
of it.
Just tell us a bit about the competition. How long does it last for? Give us a bit of the premise around it.
The competition opens to the public on the Tuesday, the 23rd of February, and runs till Saturday, the 27th of February. And each dancer has to either do a classical solo or a classical pas de deux, and a contemporary solo or contemporary pas de deux.
And, Dirk,
and they have elimination rounds.
Okay, and then after that, what is the outcome? Do they join a ballet company? What happens? What does the winner get?
That's what's so nice about the competition is that it has money prizes up to 400,000 rand of money can be won. But also the panel of judges. I have an incredible panel of judges this time. I have the former director of the Paris Opera, Brigitte Lefebvre. I have a former prima ballerina with Bolshoi, who then defected to America, Valentina Kozlova, who won the New York International Ballet Competition. I have Julio Boca, who was a super South American ballet theater. So there's a whole list of incredible judges. And what happens is that the dancers are offered either scholarships in schools, contracts with companies. We've had dancers such as Andile Ndlovu, Boise Dikobe, were taken overseas and given opportunities because of that. Some dancers had one scholarship to the Alvin Ailey School, to Washington Summer Intensive, to San Francisco Summer Intensive. So those kind of things happen. And that is really what it's about. And it's about connecting South Africa and putting us back onto the map with the rest of the world.
In terms of planning.
And through the ballet. And what is quite good this year, as I mentioned, the first competition took part in 2008. This year, for the first time, I have students of the girl that won the gold medal for the senior section in 2008. Her student is entering here. So it's going full circle.
So it's paying it forward. Yeah,
yes, absolutely.
It's, which is really cool.
Dirk, it's Samizi. How are you?
Hi, I'm well, thank you, Samizi.
Fine, thank you. Jack, there's one thing I would really, I think it's a comment and also it's a question at the end. I would really like to commend you on the level of diversity and transformation in the ballet world, and it's visible. It's very visible, and I would really like to congratulate you on that part, because you have changed the face of ballet across all spectrum, across all boards. My question is that is there a program that gives an opportunity to kids that would not necessarily afford to go to pay for ballet fees or go to a ballet school? Is there a program that maybe like a bursary or a scholarship in your company?
Thank you very much for your kind words. And it has been my mission for the last 10 years to try and do as much as possible to work towards transformation, because we have so many talented kids. So what we have started doing, and last year I started, and this year I will continue with it, we were bussing in kids from the townships to the city and to certain schools, but that's not sustainable. So what I'm doing now is we're starting to train teachers in some of the townships like Soweto, Alexandra, and so that they can then start earning an income from being teachers, but also so that they reach much further, much quicker in the training process, because we have to reach the kids between the ages of 6 and 10, really, to have an impact on them if we want to be able to make them into classical dancers. So there are incredible programs that vary from Cape Town, in Guguletu, in the Cape Flats, here in Joburg, in Pretoria. So I think if people just contact us and go to our website and send us emails, we'll be able to direct people to be able to say, in your area, this is where you can go. And if there isn't, let's try and connect you with somebody that we can. You know, we are taking, for instance, some of the young Korean ballet dancers that are coming to the competition to Limpopo to do a program called Ballet in the Bush, where we are creating awareness around rhino conservation, using the arts, who are also sometimes in threat of not being able to continue to exist, but also reaching completely, completely new audiences. Kids that have never seen classical ballet in their lives will be able to come and see some kids at the age of 12, 13, 14, doing the most incredible thing, saying, but hang on, I can do that, and I want to do that, because it has such an impact on our lives.
Dirk, we've run out of time. Give us an email address where people, or a website.
And details about the competition as well. I would really love to come.
Please come. We'd love to have you at the competition or at one of the shows because you're in Joburg.
Yeah.
So the website is www.ctibc.com, and it stands for Cape Town International Ballet Competition, ctibc.com, and the contact details are there.
Wonderful. Thank you for joining us, Dirk. Dirk is the CEO of the South African International Ballet Company, and it sounds great. Sumi's a good point.
Yeah,
great transformation. Good work that's happening in that field.
Absolutely, like it's really changed the face of ballet.
We've got a message on the line. This is the Unview, of course, with the one and only Sumizi. Hey, Sumizi, you're simply the best, and you should run for a new public protector's job. What would you do first if it was your job, or even if you were the president? And this is an important point. So Sumizi, I just thought of the president today gives the state of the nation. Let's pretend that there's no disruptions, and you, Sumizi, are our president. So, President Sumizi, you now take to the mic, and what would you say to South Africa?
Please don't make the flag pink. First of all.
Okay, so what would you say?
You're acting very Julius-y.
What is wrong with...
He's acting very Julius-y, abrupt.
Too much... Duncan and Gareth time. Hey,
yeah.
I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, you're acting very Judas-y.
Yeah, very Judas-y. Yeah. Okay, go on. So what would you say? So let's say, would you bring up the state of talent in South Africa, gays in South Africa, racism, or homes in general? Would you bring up job creations, the rand? I mean, what would you say? Sumizi. Ladies and gentlemen, President Sumizi.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, my people. Good evening, ministers. MECs, mayors, protocol observed. I, as a president of this country, I want to make sure that everyone has equal opportunities. Black, white, Indian, colored, Chinese, gay, straight. I want to make sure we bridge the gap between the upper class and the lower class. We make sure that every single person has an equal opportunity. Education plays a key role in this country. I want to make sure that there's economic growth. I want to make sure that we protect our children and make sure that their future is brighter. I want to make sure that corruption ends. I want to make sure that land is divided and split evenly. I want to make sure that Kemps Bay, Bantry Bay, Clifton, the rest of Cape Town, the face changes. We are all equal. It belongs to everyone who lives in it. I want to make sure that all the corrupt people are taken to jail. As a president, it is my duty that every South African feels safe, every South African feels a sense of belonging, every person, regardless of their gender, sexuality, or their financial status or portfolio, is safe and making sure that we are happy. Gays, lesbians, transgender, heterosexual.
What would you say for the first lady or first? I mean, would you as a president then invite your first lady or first husband up to the podium?
I would be a single president.
Will you?
Yes.
So you can abuse all.
I would be a single president.
An equal opportunist.
It complicates things. I was going to finish because, particularly, you are rude. You are very.
Sorry, I'm Judas.
No, you're not Judas. You're very democratic. No. What's this minority front?
Freedom front.
Yeah, you're very freedom front. So finish. Shut up.
Finish, president. Finish.
My people, I want to make sure that the dollar to a rand is 2 rand 50 or 2 rand. I want to make sure that we as South Africans are able to use all the resources that we have. Mm-hmm. So I want to close this speech by making sure that women and children are protected and have the equal rights as their male counterparts.
Yeah.
So, let us look forward to an amazing, amazing year, amazing future, and honey, let's all be stylish at the end of the day. Thank you very much. I'm out of
here. Come on, nah.
I'm out of here, bitches.
I'm out of here, bitches.
Yes.
It's going to be an interesting state of the nation.
It is. But before we... I was telling you about my Zambian boyfriend.
No, but we had an interview and then you said, okay, you've got to play something. Play.
Yeah. So he says, boo, asking for a favor. Doesn't look like we'll be paid today as promised and time is running out. Can't afford not to see you next week. I can please... Oh,
can you borrow me money?
Can you please book for me? Hmm. I'll sort it out as I come. Get back to me ASAP. Then I played this.
Anytime. And we're waiting.
Hey, I hope you're good. I've just seen your message now. And yeah, I can't say I even have mixed feelings about it. I know exactly what the answer is. And I just want to be honest with you, babe. This is not the right way to start a relationship. It's a no. For me, like I said to you, I don't want to be in a codependent relationship. If we can't meet because you don't have the money, so be it. As hard as it is, so be it. I don't want to start a relationship on now. We haven't even met, you know. So I'd like to keep things straight and forward because it's going to create problems where we start borrowing each other money, and it's too soon for that. It's way too soon. And I've been in that kind of situation before, and I love you so much that I don't want it to happen again. I don't want to be in that position where I'm a provider. I don't want to. So if we can't meet because of money, sad, and it's sad because I've already paid for 2 tickets. Had I known, I wouldn't have bought 2 tickets to Cape Town. So I can't now be buying it.
Mm. So, to get it, that's what happens when you're over 40. You're straightforward, you don't beat about. You nip things in the butt.
What was his reply?
His reply was, I did not see it that way. Anyway, it's cool. I'll make a plan. Have a safe flight.
And he never had a plan.
Never made a plan. Poor bastard. He thought I was gonna. he was trying his luck. Like, I hate people like that. So.
But don't you have so much money that you don't even care if guys want to take?
No. Why would you do
that? The more you have money, if you smart them, because that's if you work for it, you understand that it's not for charity.
That's true.
You give it where it's needed. You don't give it where it's wanted.
You know, I was diagnosed with cancer the other day. I may need money for an operation. Me.
Wayne, don't say that.
I promise you.
What cancer?
You can't joke about
testicular.
You really?
I may need some money from you.
Are you actually serious?
For an operation.
He's lying.
I can see he's lying.
No, it's fine.
Let's move on.
Let me see your testes.
I don't have time for this. So, I've got to tell you. I saw quite a few years ago one of the top female impersonators from around the world come to South Africa. The performance was at the Thyssen Theatre. He's now back in the country. His name is Sherry Dupree. She is phenomenal. Sumizi, you've seen the costumes. From Camilla Parker Bowles to Dame Edna to Shirley Bassey to Cher. It's such an honor to have him on the line. Thank you for joining us. Do we call you Sherry?
No, you actually call me it's pronounced Kerry, Alan.
I thought so. Like,
it is. Yeah, it's a difficult name.
We apologize for that on behalf of this.
But I've always called you... Okay, right. Well, you know what? Sumizi is dying to speak to you because Sumizi is obsessed with great performances.
Kerry, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I am fantastic. My name is Sumizi. I am like the biggest superstar in the country.
He really is.
And I'm also like, I used to have an alter ego called Madame Gigi. So whenever I see people like you, I'm like, oh my gosh, just when I thought I was over the top, I'm not even half of what you are. You are phenomenal. And I want to know, what are you doing in SA at this moment?
Well, at this very moment in time, we're in Cape Town with my show at the Arena Theatre at Artsgate until Saturday.
Mm-hmm. And are you making any plans of coming to Johannesburg?
Yes, next week we come to Johannesburg.
Wait.
We go to the Theatre on the Square in Cape Town.
Yes. Daphne Koon.
I think I'm invited to your show.
Yes, you are.
Well, yeah, you must.
No, I am. I'm invited on the opening night. Yes, I am. Thank you so much for reminding me. Mika Stefano invited me. Definitely. I am definitely so coming all over you.
And he means that.
I'm so coming. So how many shows are you going to have in Johannesburg?
5 shows. We're doing Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Theatre on Square. So I'm looking for... I always wanted to do that theatre. I was there about 2 years ago. I did a few weeks at the Empress Casino. Mm-hmm. And we went to see a show at the Theatre on the Square. And I loved it and always wanted to. And then when these guys said, oh, bring your show to Cape Town and Johannesburg, I said, but could we go to the Theatre on the Square? And they said, yes, we'll arrange it. And so we're going next week. I'm looking forward to it.
Who are some of the characters that will appear in this year's performance, or this particular show?
This year's performance, we have, amongst others, we've got Camilla Parker-Bowles, Zsa Zsa Gabor, Joan Rivers, Dolly Parton. We do whole skits on Barbara Streisand and Ethel Merman. And then we do Dame Edna Everage, Eartha Kitt, Peggy Lee, Cleo Lane, Edith Piaf, Amy Winehouse, Tina Turner.
That's brilliant. I mean, I've seen some of them, and I think you beat Dame Edna. I've got to tell you, I think that you're slightly better than him, than Barry Humphries. And I mean, that's how brilliant you are. Can I ask you, the costumes are enormous. They're incredible. And how much weight is it to bring all this stuff over?
You touched a very sour note there. We had such problems getting the costumes over. Trunks and trunks and trunks of costumes arrived. But unfortunately, we had to pay a hell of a lot of money to... is your tax people over? Are they called SARS?
Mm. Really? SARS.
Yes, I don't like them anymore. In fact, I hate you, SARS.
None of us like SARS.
You panic me before my show. They literally released the costumes the day before, and we had three people then. I had to get three people to do the wigs. It would normally take one person, but because it was so late. So that show went on by the skin of its teeth on Tuesday, thanks to SARS. Anyway, enough about them. We're not giving them any more publicity.
So, Kerry, where people can buy the tickets? I know that you've put an additional show, a couple of shows on, because you sold out in some respects.
Yeah, fantastic. Cape Town completely sold out, and we put an extra show on now this Saturday at 3 o'clock, so people can get to see the show, which is great.
And, of course, for the people in Johannesburg, so Saturday, get your tickets. In Johannesburg, it opens next week, Tuesday, and, of course...
Tuesday through to Saturday.
Well, you might have to be doing a Sunday show. You never know. But, of course, it's hard work. This is not easy stuff, because the quick changes are... It's one man. I mean, of course, you have a team backstage, but you're the only person on stage. So it's...
Yeah, it's a pretty hectic show, you know. There's 15 costume changes, which... Mm. And I change everything. I change... Obviously, wigs, shoes, costume, jewelry. And I mean, some of the costumes are very elaborate. The ball costume weighs a ton. It's very heavy because it's so elaborate. So by the time I finish the show, I feel as though I've done workouts.
Is it a one-man show? One-woman show?
It's a one-man, 21-woman show.
Yo.
I mean, I do have people. I have to have people, obviously, help me. I have a dresser and obviously sound and a lighting technician and everything. You can't do the show on your own, but I mean, I do the show. I'm just a show, but I certainly couldn't do it without people to help me, you know.
Wow, that is amazing. We're looking forward to seeing you in Johannesburg, and we're wishing you all the best for the Cape Town run, and break a leg, Angel.
Thank you, and I'll see you next week.
Congratulations. Definitely. I'll introduce you to seriously, he's become the biggest star in South Africa. That's the show. Do not miss it. We'll put up all the details and we'll Instagram it to you. Kerry Dupree, thank you for joining us. Absolute star. He really is.
He's
such a star. I promise you, this is going to blow your mind, the show.
Superstar. I can't wait. Can't
wait. That being said, the talent in Idol is good.
Yeah. Devon was okay. Pretoria was better. I mean, you're going to see this a nice surprise at the end of the day. Three Sisters, amazing.
Really? Huh?
Oh my gosh, I don't know.
Has the competition changed this year? I mean, are you allowing Three Sisters or things?
Between the individuals.
Oh, three separate sisters. Sorry, I'm confused. You said Three Sisters. Well, we weren't there at the show. Duncan, am I right?
Did they all sing together as a trio or one?
Am I right? I mean, how are we supposed to read that? Mm. I mean, like, he doesn't want to tell us much, but I mean, three.
Let the man speak,
and
Alan.
He looks at us.
Yes, Sumizi.
Wow.
You guys are stupid. But anyway.
So.
Still do you. Do you
it is it? Sisters that auditioned individually.
Oh. Okay. Oh, thank you.
And yeah, and then they sang together because we asked them to sing together. My good.
Don't you have footage on your phone?
No.
Oh.
It's subjudicated.
Like, why would I have footage in my on my phone because, like, I'm charging. Oh. Would I be taking a video during that?
You're right. He can't. Stupid
just of, because I took a video of myself having it doesn't mean I use it everywhere. Okay.
Yeah. Did you watch the movie with Cameron Diaz called Sex Tape?
Yeah, yes, yeah, I did. That's it. My fear. Gosh, I would. I would actually leave the country.
That sex tape, because you've had two people that have seen the sex tape.
Yes,
actually, we don't want to see it again.
I'm dealing with it.
Am I right?
This is a good sign.
What did you think of the sex tape?
He liked it.
Something I've never seen ever in my life. I thought it. There was a lot of moisture. Surprisingly, there was a lot of moisture.
I've got to tell you, there was a lot of blackness. Black and brown.
Looked like you were having fun, man.
I did.
No, I mean, it was dark. I mean, the whole photo. Yeah. I mean, it could have been lighter.
I'd love to see your sex tape.
Who? Never. I don't want to see Alan's sex tape.
With me and the hippo.
What's your love life like?
Yeah.
Hey, it's going well. It's going well.
Is it? Let me tell you.
I had to ask you one thing, but you go and tell me something first.
Let me tell. Oh, by the way, I went to Madame Zingara. Loved it.
Incredible, eh?
Loved, yeah. Let me tell you what I feel is happening is that life never balances on it's never complete. You gain something, you lack somewhere. And now my career is doing so well and I'd rather have it that this way. And Unati, why is Unati calling me?
Okay, say hello to you on air. Say okay. Unati, I'm on radio. Say hello.
You are live on air, hello.
Oh my gosh, why do I keep forgetting?
Excuse me.
So Alan says hi.
Alan says hello.
Love you too, darling.
Where is our boxing lesson? Which suburb? Why are you assuming I know where Gosvina is?
We're meeting at 11:30 at the Fight Club.
By the way, if you want to harass them, go
but
there.
Which suburb? I need to GPS.
In Bryanston.
Thank you. Hello, Chubby. I love you.
Love you, baby.
Love you, Nati.
Cheers.
Anyway.
I love it, Nati. And Nati, you're going boxing.
So, where was I?
So, you were in the middle of a story about... What is in this room?
Someone stuck a pinky up your ass.
Yeah.
What?
And then you liked it.
What?
Yeah.
And it's this one.
No.
That was not a pinky up his torso.
We're talking about something else, man.
I don't know. I forgot. You guys just I always forget with you what you're talking about.
We're talking about sisters on Idols.
Yeah.
No, you were talking about that you went to go and see that show and then
Zingara.
And
no,
then
we're past that. You know what? We've lost.
It was the pinky.
No, we've lost everything. So it's fine.
But I want to say this, that it's been really... Are you talking about balancing your life? And you have a good...
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, Fetho. You got it.
Did you just call me Kansonso?
No.
Fetho.
Dude, my Fetho Fetho.
As long as you don't call me Maniki.
Boom, 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 boom.
I hate you. Know that. Well, listen, my sex life is brilliant and yours isn't, shut up.
It is. Let me tell you.
And I kissed the hippo and I liked it.
Ooh.
I did. Guys, can I Instagram
anyway,
me in the hippo.
So I was saying that it never balances. My career is doing so well and my love life sucks. I would rather have it this way than to have my life on top and being broke or not working.
Sounds like me.
Your love life is good, man.
Yeah.
And you're broke as fuck. So
I have a great love life and I'm making money. So
no, you're not making money.
But the thing is,
you have no idea how much money I'm making.
Are you making
how much? Give us an example.
Like, yo, dude, like so much. If I can show you the endorsement I'm about to sign now.
What could you do with all your money if you could?
I've already. I'll tell you off air. I can't say it on air.
But I thought you just gave a presidential speech about taking the rich and sharing.
No, I'll tell you off air.
All right.
Yeah, but I'm doing so well.
So, Mizi, when's your next audition with Idols? Where do you go next?
We're going to Carnival City next week. Then we're going to Cape Town. Then I'm staying in Cape Town. I'm shooting my dance exercise DVD. I'll tell you all about it. And then I'm starting shooting my reality show next week.
Really? Yeah, which channel?
Eh?
Which channel?
I can't say now.
Okay, but we'll discuss that.
Yeah, but it's DSTV.
Am I in it?
Yeah, you will. We'll come to the. We'll come to this.
They mustn't exploit you though, Sumiz. You know, exploit you. There's a thing called audience fatigue. So if you're too much in the TV screens,
yeah,
the audience are gonna be like, ah.
But also, there's something that's called God's time.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, it's your time.
It's my time.
Hallelujah.
It's my praise time.
Because you know, he used to make stars. Now he's the stars. It's always good. And it's I saw time. You make stars. We did it.
Yes.
Open Brew Days. Remember, you were like dressing people and teaching them.
Yes.
Like, now you're the star, baby.
Yes.
Anyway, it's the Unview at on cliffcentral.com. It's with the one and only Alan.
It's good to be back. It's good to be back.
Zumizi.
Hakuna Matata.
What a wonderful
face. Hakuna Matata.
And no passion grace.
It's a problem free. Philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata. That is from Timon and Simba.
Pumbaa.
I'm Simba. I thought.
You Simba, you wish. Where are the muscles?
You boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom. The rich, the thin, and the fabulous. See you next week. We're definitely coming back next week. Goodbye. It's been nice. Duncan, you're fatty as well. Shut up next time. Yeah. You fat. Fat people mustn't speak. You must speak. You're not fat anymore. You've lost weight. You've lost weight. Alan, you've lost weight.
I love you, baby.
I love you too. Mwah, mwah. Bye-bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.